Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. David J. Blywise. Dr. Blywise, welcome back.
Hey, good afternoon, RSB.
You know, you know this because we talk off the air, but I truly enjoy you just as the human being that you are. Not the fact that you're a doctor, but the fact that you're a doctor is awesome too. The fact that we can talk shop and engage intellectually, and it's just,
yeah.
Who says that's not uplifting? It's exciting for us egghead nerds.
It is. Yes. Thank you. I enjoy that too with you.
Yes. So, David, you were brought on as a medical director over our friends at Natural Immunogenics, the manufacturer of Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23. We will talk about silver today. We're not going to talk about it as a supplement making any drug claims, but I just want to let you know we'll talk, as we always love to do, about the science of the immune system and other things. And in going back in somewhat of your decades of clinical history as a physician, we've talked about it a little bit, your transition from your allopathic training to begin to integrate and work more holistically as you progressed in your career.
Yes, I'm a recovering allopath.
Yes.
But again, you know, most of the functional medicine practitioners that I know, the certified IFM practitioners, began 20 or 25 years ago because of their own health issues. And that our colleagues, who are friends, only had one way to treat us, which was pharmaceutically, unless they wanted to cut something out.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work for me. And I went towards the light, or to the force. And when I got out, I was in the hospital for what they thought was cancer. And it turned out to be gross inflammation of a certain area of my body. And there were steroids and antibiotics and just a host of radioactive tests that they were doing. And I got out of the hospital and I slept 20 hours a day on my sofa. And after about 6 weeks of that, because I had gotten chronic fatigue, they gave me Percocet, Xanax, you know, Prozac, because obviously I was depressed and I was anxious and I was in pain. And after about 6 weeks of that, of just floating in this netherworld of a drug-induced haze, not of my choosing from the 60s, but from my friends in the pharmaceutical world, my daughter came down the steps and said, "So I guess you're a victim like all those other people you say are victims of medicine."
Mm.
And I was like, "No." She said, "Oh, I thought you were the guy. Dad. But aren't you the guy?"
Wow.
So I dropped all that. It took about 12 weeks of a complete change in my diet and lifestyle with targeted supplements, targeted nutrients that I tested for and was deficient in, and removing the heavy metal toxins that I tested for and got rid of. I was back at work, wasn't sleeping on the sofa, wasn't taking naps, with no drugs involved. So that's how most of us who are older got into it 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, there are heroes within the medical profession that stood out first, that stepped it up and took a lot of arrows. You know, names like Jeffrey Bland and others. I mean, they've been just incredible folks that have kind of pushed the scientific envelope in the right direction. You know, I've never been one, even though, I was raised pharmaceutically, allopathically. My family had doctors, pharmacy people. and then found homeopathy as an answer to prayer, honestly, and was able to undo a lot of the damage. Eventually, you know, I met the family, as you know, at Natural Immunogenics, began working intensely on Silver Therapeutics, working with physicians like yourself for many years on protocols and delving deeply into the peer-reviewed medical literature, and discovered, my gosh, we've got many answers, and one particular one that silver plays a huge role in not just reducing what we call the burden of pathogens, and you know, we might have to alter our language, but to modulate our own immune response and strengthen it. And I think I mentioned to you before we got on the air today, I don't know if you've seen the meme where it shows a picture of a discarded, dirty face mask, right? And the headline reads, "Oops, I dropped my immune system." Have you seen
that? Yeah. No. You told me about that. And that's funny because, you know, your immune system starts when once you're born. And you get most of it from your mother and breastfeeding. And it takes a while to build it up. You know, we don't have a decent immune system till 2, and it's not really developed till we're about 7. But, you know, the old days when we were an agrarian society up till 1850, 1880, those little kids had runny noses all the time. I mean, they were dirty. They had snot everywhere. They played with, you know, pigs and chickens and ducks and geese. And, you know, I remember when a neighbor got chickenpox.
Yes.
We had to go over for the chickenpox party so that we could get it. When my neighbor got it as a little kid, I brought my kids up.
As we did with our kids.
Right? Why take an injection that you may have to take every 10 years to have some immunity to a childhood disease that doesn't have a mortality rate that you're worried about? I bet I felt the same way with measles.
Yeah.
Right? It was 400. The year that they began vaccinations, there were 500,000 people in the country who got measles. The year before, 400 died. But those 400 were ill. They were malnourished. They had other issues. And again, that's what, 0.0%?
But what does that bring from a historical perspective, having seen that as a physician and knowing that history, to our modern day context of current, what I call corona crazy, the fear porn of everybody's going to die because of this thing that they claim is new. Maybe it is, maybe it is, but we just lose our minds and don't think critically and recognize historically. How is it possible that only now in 2020, the only way we could survive this thing is to everybody mask and isolate? Honestly.
And we didn't do that with some of the other, you know, SARS, MERS, H1N1.
Annual flu.
Annual flu, which is going to come around in a couple of months. So that's going to be really interesting to see. People won't know if they have COVID. They'll think they have COVID because of media attention to this.
Right.
But if you go back and look at the photos of people in 1918 with the great epidemic, they were living their life with masks. We didn't have vaccines in 1918. We didn't have antibiotics for the secondary bacterial infection. What did we have? They quarantined. They wore masks. They used silver. They washed their hands. Oh, right. They used silver. That's what they had.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They didn't know back then that I just read an article. That silver nanoparticles promote the emergence of heterogeneic human neutrophil subpopulations. What the heck does that mean? It meant that the silver was maturing your white blood cells better, activating them, and not damaging normal cell tissue. That's the first one that I've read of that. Mm-hmm. Well, as we get older, immunosenescence comes in, right? The aging, the weakening of the immune system secondary to age. No one's talked about that. We've talked about comorbidities, people with diabetes, hypertension, you know, that they're the ones getting sick. And, greater than 65, 70-year-olds, you're immunosenescent back then. The only thing that's going to help that is boosting your weakening immune system. And we know how we do that. I do this every day. And take certain targeted supplements, eat the right foods. Meditate, have a good night's sleep, don't argue with people, be happy, you know. Don't worry.
Yeah, I got mine. Listen, this has been a great boon to my life and the raising of my children healthily. You know, unlike my upbringing and my wife's upbringing, we were raised vaccinated, although not as much as they do today, although my wife is close because she was in a civilian/military family, so they were hammered, and she was damaged and injured by that. And so I raised my children differently. I've been upfront about this for many years. If you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I have two children, 20 and 15, never been vaccinated, never once have had an antibiotic drug. They have had infections. It's part of the normal part of being alive. But we have utilized homeopathic remedies, and the silver primarily has been the answer when we were even a little bit nervous at times, when things got, well, is this going to go out of hand here? Now, my wife, you know, has doctorate level training, and I'm a homeopath, so we can manage and navigate it, but I would not want to be without the bioactive silver hydrosol in raising children today, much less if you're a grandma or grandpa.
Hey, my six-year-old grandson knows that when, if he's getting sick, he gets his choo-choo train nebulizer out. He watches whatever he's watching at 6 years old while he's nebulizing his Hortensia. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. So, yeah, we're all going to get some infection.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that by definition, you know, the pandemic will touch everybody at some point. It may occur now. It may occur in a year or so when the virulence has dropped even more. But again, like most viruses, it's going to do what it does, which is get weaker, becomes part of our circulating seasonal flu, right?
Well, a normal part of, let's say, the holy grail of those who are vaccinologists, they always say, you've got to have an antibody. We are willing to risk your life to develop it synthetically, artificially, via injection. And, you know, it turns out they're learning a lot about T-cell intervention. You know, supposedly this is new and nobody's encountered it. And it's like, what are the T cells doing that even if no B cells are at? I mean, what's going on here? Maybe you can explain that, Dr. Blauweis.
So in your adaptive immune system, when your T cells come from your bone marrow, they go to your thymus gland right here, which unfortunately starts to involute as you get older, so it gets weaker and weaker. They found that certain people who had contracted COVID-19, including those with mild or severe cases, generated very robust memory T cell responses, even in the absence of antibodies against COVID. So we're looking at, I don't know if we can call it a vaccine, but we're looking at T cell responses that some people months or years down the road actually have T cell responses to COVID because they had SARS-1 or they had other viruses that were similar, that they have some level of protection. So if exposed to SARS again, they'd be protected from severe infection, and some of it now from COVID. And it's not B cells. It's not antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a million-dollar question.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can we develop a long-term immunity against COVID?
And I would say our immune systems are creating that without intervention. Isn't that ironic? I mean, it's like, did we do anything? No, the T cells are doing their job.
Right. That's right. What can I say? It's
God knew better. God knows better. Right? We are, created with an immune system for a reason, and if we decide to destroy it, even if we don't call it that via certain allopathic suppressive methods, should we not expect that we might be worse off, not better off? And of course, the schism, if you will, between more holistic thought forms and allopathic medicine, where it's warfare, is like, wait, what if we are building the immune system, the body up so strong that no one would dare declare war on it? It would be stupid. And that's the point of being healthy, because you're healthy.
Right. And so we're declaring war on these viruses. And, understand, they're the most abundant biologic entity on the planet. They outnumber all other life forms on the biosphere. And they're the largest reservoir of unexplored genetic diversity that we've got. They transfer genetic information between themselves, to bacteria, and to us. They may start out as our genetic enemies, but over time, some of those viruses and their fragments, the GATC, the base pairs, become embedded in our genome if the virus infects our germ cell line. Mm-hmm. So now it becomes part of us, and they make proteins, they turn on genes. In fact, you can't have a baby without an endogenous retrovirus from millions of years ago that allows you to make the placenta.
Mm-hmm.
That's viral coding. And I guess it was in Utah, actually, University of Utah, 4 or 5 years ago. Scientists out there found that a virus that infected our ancestors millions of years ago switches on a gene called the AIM2, which gets activated when it detects interferon. So that helped. And again, that's from a virus. So if it doesn't kill you, and the virus...
Could it be necessary for life itself?
It is a software update for humans.
Upgrade communication tool. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Even with... yes. I don't know how better to say that. But without the viruses, we wouldn't be adding certain genetic material that we wouldn't normally get. We felt the same way after the Human Genome Project ended in 2003, where we expected, as humans, the apex...
The pinnacle, right?
Pinnacle to have a million genes or something like that. And we had 23,000. Wait. A Pinot Grigio grape has that, right? A grain of white rice has like 30,000 genes. So what happened to all those other? Oh, well, that's junk DNA. Well, now we know it wasn't junk DNA. But how do we make all these proteins and hormones in Earth? It was the gut microbiome. It was the bacteria in there with the genetic information. 90% of our cells are not human. Most of our genetic information is from bacteria and or viruses. We're just a meat bus carrying them around for the next generation.
Well, and we've heard the term now virome in addition to microbiome. And, it might even be more. We're talking trillions of these little proteins with information floating in the air, coming down in rain. I mean, it's just part of communication. Now, the controversy that is emerging, Dr. Bleiweiss, within the medical community is there's a schism within doctors are saying, you know what, stop calling them viruses. They're exosomes. They exist within us. We spew them out for the purposes we're discussing here. And to say virus indicates infectivity when... Right. They really are not the cause of the problem. They may be the result of other things, like I talk about cellular dysregulation in the absence of selenium. You know, for instance, with articles coming out of China and the University of Hawaii pointing out that whatever you believe COVID to be, where it manifested in China the worst was where they had the least amount of selenium in the soils and the people. Where it was a blip on the radar or not even that in China were the areas where it had the highest content of selenium in the soils and the people there. So we come back to minerals.
That interesting point. Have you spoken with Zach Bush recently?
No, I had him on a few months back, and I really want to get him back on, but he's all over this.
He's all over this. I actually have him speaking for our conference at University of Miami in November.
Oh, wonderful.
And he will tell you that, our virus is good or bad. It's a little bit of both. In the short term, when they're activated in your one human lifespan, negative effects. But crossing the bridge of time, they become a strong force of evolution, active in our species today, the genetic material, and then impacting our future. And he talks about them being a software patch or a software update, or else we couldn't do certain things that we needed to do to evolve and thrive.
Yeah.
So it's not always our enemy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During an interview with ABC's This Week, the Democratic nominee for president pushed back against criticism from President Trump and others that he's mentally diminished.
I think it's a legitimate question to ask anybody over 70 years old whether or not they're fit and whether they're ready. But I just, only thing I can say to the American people, it's a legitimate question to ask anybody, watch me.
If elected, Biden would be 78 years old when taking office. Biden and the Democrats had their convention last week, and now Republicans get their turn on Monday. Hogan Gidley is with the Trump campaign.
The president is going to talk about how this is the land of opportunity, the land of heroes, the land of promise, the land of greatness.
President Trump is expected to take part every night in the mostly virtual event. This is USA Radio News. Record wildfires are devastating California. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Massive wildfires in California have grown to be the second largest in state history, as it and hundreds of other blazes have now scorched over a million acres. The LNU Lightning Complex fire that is burning across five counties in Napa and Sonoma valleys has spread to more than 314,000 acres and is only 15% contained. Many of the fires raging in the state were sparked by a large number of lightning strikes as California is in the grip of a heat wave. The fires have scorched more than 771,000 acres, which roughly is the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for the Gulf Coast as two tropical storms, Laura and Marco, aim for the U.S. Marco is expected to strengthen and hit Louisiana tomorrow. Tropical Storm Laura is also predicted to make landfall shortly after. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But again, we have T cell memory cells. We have T memory cells from when we had viruses growing up. Some of them are similar to what we're dealing with now, and those people are not getting that ill. They may also be those people that take their vitamin D or go in the sun and take vitamin C food with vitamin C, selenium and zinc. Green tea. I just got people that I know to begin drinking green tea instead of taking hydroxychloroquine so that it brings the zinc into the cell.
The EDCG? Yeah.
EDCG. That's right, sir.
Yeah.
That's right. Listen, this is jasmine green tea from Whole Foods.
Right. And to your point, you know, the reason that doctors were using hydroxychloroquine with success is to open up the pathways to drive zinc into the cells. And we have other things in the botanical world, foods, medicinals, if you want to call them, that can do the same.
Quercetin.
Yeah.
Right? Does the same thing. So, yeah, I have all my family and friends who, you know, they have my phone number, so I'm getting the text. So is this true? And can I get, like, you know, if you're going to wear a mask, there's only a few that are going to work, right? It's going to be the beautiful surgical mask that I had to wear during training where you really, it's hard to breathe. And then the N95. The other masks, not so much. It will decrease, you know, the viral expulsion if you're talking or singing or sneezing or coughing. Not all the way. If everyone wore a mask and washed their hands and social distance and took what they needed to take, yes, we'd have less mortality.
Well, yeah, less in one sense related to what they claim is a unique novel virus called COVID-19, but what of the consequences of wearing masks long term? You know, I say it this way, and maybe I'm being a little too facetious. I don't think I am, but if God wanted us to wear masks permanently, he would have created a flap over our mouths that we could breathe through to prevent this stuff.
We know that he should have done that, but... Certain politicians. Yeah. Okay, do you see this?
Yes.
This is a cloth mask that the company's putting out. So I tried it, right? One, I look like the bad guy from Batman, you know, plane or something.
Yeah.
I can't breathe through this, right? Cloth masks, I have an issue because they get moist from your breath.
Right.
You build a little more CO2. If you have virus or bacteria coming there. So what environment do viruses and bacteria like to grow in? Warm, dark, and moist.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have an issue with these masks.
Good point. And another factor coming out, and this is an article out of Medical Express, they talk about bisphenol A and, you know, these plasticizers. They're linking that chronic exposure to an increased risk for all-cause mortality. And what we're learning of some of these masks that may have some of these plasticizers, things like BPA in them, or some even talking Teflon, PFOAs related. These are carcinogenic. So you don't know. Now, I've endorsed masks if they have silver and or copper infused and embedded because you're reducing one element of risk in terms of infectivity by creating a moist environment for growth. You're going to retard that growth. That's okay. But still, the reduction of oxygen, the increase of CO2, there's nothing healthy about mask wearing long term outside of acute phase interface like in a surgical theater so you don't drool or spit or cough directly debris into an open cavity, which is, again, not normally how we go through life. So we have silver, right, as a natural, what we call antimicrobial, and an immune modulator. And I recommend to folks that are nervous about immune function to take a teaspoon three times a day, you know, the equivalent of a teaspoon three times a day through what usually be the cold and flu winter months. But right now, people are afraid of this. I'm like, you've got no downside to it. Somebody mentioned colostrum in the chat room. I love colostrum. By the way, do you know what's in colostrum in breast milk? Silver. That's one of the main components. It's there. So, you know, all of these, nature knows, creation knows what to do. We get arrogant and we think, oh, let's abandon that and use something really toxic, including what's in a lot of these masks.
Or something made in the lab. So mushrooms are huge in silver. How much of the mushrooms' health benefits come from silver?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the greatest quantity of silver is in seafood?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in seawater. Do you know which seafood? I just found this out. I don't eat it.
Is it one of the non-kosher items?
Yes, it's one of the non-kosher items. Even the word oysters.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. High silver content.
Right. Yeah. High silver. Also hepatitis A. yes. Oysters, seafood. It's there. The work I'm seeing a few researchers do show that it is an essential trace mineral. Health Canada has deemed silver an essential trace element, and it's found in the myelin sheath. Receptors, around all your nerves, where, you know, why would the one noble metal with the highest thermal conductivity and electrical conductivity go into the myelin sheath that needs electroconductivity? Because it helps with neurotransmission.
Absolutely. And neuroregeneration, in my experience clinically working with folks with MS, it's been a critical missing component for recovery and regeneration, silver. It's not something I will have anybody that consults with me on for those things. I will say that's not the only thing, but a very critical part of it. And by the way, again, we come back to selenium, highest in a lot of seafood. That's why the Japanese, who have traditionally diets higher in selenium, their levels are traditionally have been higher, have been able to overcome even with the chronic exposure to radiation after Fukushima. I'm not sorry, Fukushima 2, but before that, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. We've got testimonies of they followed these people into their elder years with no cancers. Like, how is that possible? They were exposed to this radiation. Selenium played a role, and silver plays a role in all burn care, including radiation burns. So, dude, there's so much to talk about.
The studies show that the silver nanoparticles heal better than silvodine.
Yes, absolutely. So efficiency and bioactivity are everything. That's why I use bioactive silver hydrosol. You can reach out to my friends at Natural Immunogenics. They make Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23. They are at sovereignsilver.com. There's a toll-free number, 888-328-8840. Retailers everywhere, including our friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, carries that and gets that out to you for the best deal possible. So, Dr. Blywise, one of the things, and I want to get into some clinical experiences you've had with healing, interesting stories coming in. You know, I continually call to the carpet doctors and scientists that don't follow the science or you know, don't read it or even engage intellectually in it. And, you know, I pointed out the discrepancies or the concerns I have with what they call COVID tests, for instance. RT-PCR tests, a manufacturing technique to amplify unknown genetic material. And I've said this, I want to say it to you as well. Do you remember as a kid or younger that someone would say, here, you got a choice. I can give you $100 right now, or I can give you this penny and I'll keep doubling it every day for 30 days. What would you rather have? And you remember what the staggering number that penny would turn into after 30 days of doubling?
It was like millions of dollars.
Billions, you know? And so what you're doing with PCR is similar. It's like you take that fragment of genetic material, you amplify it, double it each cycle, right? So if you run 30 cycles, 40 cycles, you're in trillion territory. You've amplified it so much, you're like, you had to do that to say that you have this in you and it's causing you a problem? I just call that ludicrous. Now, there are questions I don't have answers for, but I would just acknowledge with scientific integrity, there's still questions. But to make definitive statements that everybody died of this so-called new virus based on old people, comorbid people, people on multiple medications, severely nourished, malnourished, etc., that we have set the stage for basically anybody could say anything if they have the authoritarian power rod, whatever it is, like Fauci or a predictor who has got faulty data and faulty technology. I mean, they just destroyed our ability to pay attention to the immune system, to pay attention to genuine symptoms and address them as we've done for time immemorial. And now suddenly it's something new when maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. But they don't have a definitive test. This is an emergency use authorization, not an FDA standardized medical test. And I need to emphasize that we are leaping over this chasm to just go, yep, everybody's got it because they say so.
Right. And everybody's going to need this vaccine that we're going to have soon, although it took 4 years or so to make an Ebola vaccine, and we knew everything about Ebola. Mm-hmm. It was mapped. We don't know anything about this. Someone came up and asked me about the theory, the conspiracy theory that this is a weaponized virus. And I said, you know, then the person who did this is an idiot because it's got 0.9% mortality. That's not a weapon. That whoever
in very vulnerable populations, by the way. So,
So it's not a weaponized virus. Did it escape? I don't know. Okay, but no one went out of the way to kill the world with this. Other ways to doing it, but
unless you hated old people on multiple medications, then you succeeded.
Yeah, nursing homes.
Right? I mean, and I push back in the same way, David, which is great. It's brilliant. It's like, if it is, it really sucks. And that's what I've said, too, about HIV and people that have claimed that's weaponized or whatever. Like, if it is, it really sucks because, look, who's dying from this today? Right?
Right. People are living for 30 years. And right.
And, of course, they died of the treatment, once again, iatrogenically, and we would argue that many people that have they claim to have perished due to COVID have died because of the triaging, even if they meant well, the treatments killed many, many patients. So let's
88% on ventilators.
Yeah, exactly. So let's look at some positive things in your clinical experience. You know, someone mentioned colostrum, and we talked about silver and mushrooms and different things. There's a story here. Let me just see. Honey. Okay, here it is. I'm going to bring this up. This is a Fox News reporting. Honey outperforms antibiotics for cough, cold symptoms, according to this study. It's safe for the majority of people, except they always go with the babies under one. That's a different story. But what say you? What is your experience with honey? Do you have any honey experience besides your wife?
Yes, dear. Yes. 1980. Franklin Square Hospital in Baltimore, one of the Hopkins affiliates that I trained at. We had a morbidly obese woman who had major abdominal surgery, and she had a dehiscence of this foot-long wound under her belly button in her fat. Wouldn't close, no matter what they did. So we're on rounds. There's the chief. I mean, just very distinguished, smart man. And I say, listen, I don't know anything. You know, I'm just an intern. But I know that nothing grows in honey. That, you know, when we get the jars from the sarcophagus tombs, I mean, from Egypt, that are 3,000 years old, the honey's still good. And nothing grows in it. You know, I think we should put some honey on that.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
And one afternoon, I was walking around. I was going to say hello to my friends, the president, the CFO. We played golf. And I hear one say to the other, so if we find a way to not pay the doctors, we make $43 million in interest over the next 3 months. It's like, well, yeah, it's a little bit, find a way. And within a month, things were being rejected. Wrong code, wrong patient, send it again.
And what sat we on found, money.
What we found was that the first time people put the bill in again or the codes in again, 85% did it, that's all. And rejected again. If they did it, 66% then put it in, rejected again. Dropped to 30%. And then after a while, you just didn't send the bill in, so you didn't get paid. Had nothing to do with health care.
Right,
all
right.
To do with,
and also with so-called third-party payers that are pooled along many people's contributions, they are then able to charge outrageous sums that would not exist in the marketplace were it not for this artificial economy that was created through third-party insurers, if you will, outside of what I call the legitimate insurance in Admiralty is unexpected catastrophe. As opposed to what it's become, everything, pay for everything, everything. And that's a disaster, which is, you know, why, you know, I've said this, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance.
Health insurance. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. And, it's funny, but it's not. It's tragic as well. But, so folks, if you're concerned, as I've said, if you're new to the show, you're concerned that you can't afford insurance, you're safer without it. And I recognize there are unique circumstances, and I'm not talking about against catastrophic coverage. That's a different form, what I call legitimate. But what we've got now is a system that is so corrupted that it's destroyed the doctor-patient sacred relationship, and the doctors that want to do good work are often trapped until they just leave and they go, no more insurance. Or some of them lose their license because they're so innovative, and then they find themselves free. And weirdly enough, they're like, they're finally free. They're like, there's nobody breathing on their neck, and they have to find a different way, obviously, to go about.
But, yeah. I felt that. You know, I had a patient say to me one day, and they got better with what we were doing. If what you do and what these integrative and functional doctors do is so good and works so well, why doesn't insurance pay for it? Because it's going to save them all this money. So I asked an insurance agent friend of mine, and she told me, she goes, it's money. I go, that's what I'm saying. Instead of spending $150,000 on this hospitalization and surgery, you gave somebody $200 a month in their supplements, they would save all that money. She goes, you don't get it. The only way they can raise rates is to complain about the cost of this test, these drugs. I go, yeah, so they would save it. She goes, no. 40 years ago, a family of four paid $2,800 a year for insurance. Fast forward today, and it's about $30,000. The insurance company is allowed to keep 30% for their needs, right? I guess profit. Well, if you're the CEO of an insurance company, which one would you rather have? 30% of $30,000, $9,000, or 30% of $2,800? Oh, you have to raise the rates. It doesn't matter if they save money. They only make more money by raising the rate.
Right. And the only way they can justify it is by complaining about, once again, the cost is so much. Right.
That's
so
right.
It's a built-in system to, let's just say it, screw the consumer, the people, right?
Yeah, it's a hidden tax.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Listen, we're almost out of time here. Our friends at UK Health Radio have to drop, and I know Sovereign Silver, I think, is still available in Argentina to some degree in Europe and in England, however you can get it, and our friends in Canada can get it. And Dr. Blywise, for the physicians and holistically inclined healthcare providers out there, can they reach out to Natural Immunogenics to set up an account directly with you or with you guys?
They sure can. They can reach out to Natural Immunogenics, tell them I told them to call, and they will bend over backwards to help you.
And Dr. Blywise isn't putting on an act here. He's really a nice guy. Not kidding. I like him a lot. We enjoy getting together. So hopefully we can see each other sometime in the near term and get you back on again, as we covered a lot of subjects today, and I knew you could roll with it because that's just the way you are.
That's just the way I am. Right. I love to hear myself talk.
I enjoyed it anyway, regardless. So if y'all want to reach out to Dr. Blywise, they're at Natural Immunogenics, 888-328-8840. You could leave a voicemail or, you know, you could email all that stuff. And we can go a lot further the next time, too. But this has been a great reunion. Thanks for being here, Dr. Blywise.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody at UK Health Radio for joining in. I know you guys got a drop. We'll be back for a few more minutes of bonus time here today. Get you some updated events that are coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show and beyond. And remind you that the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.